would your predictions be about where the biotechnology program is and what role it's playing?
Oh, good. So I hadn't gotten this question in advance, but it was the one I wanted to answer. So that's good. So one thing that we've really talked about a lot is that, you know, whatever the intellectual climate is, the financial climate is, biotech has a bit of a problem in the general populace, which is on one hand a little bit optimistic about it, on the other hand, really have concerns about ethical issues that may or may not be real, and that there are real ethical issues, believe me, we all know that. And also a policy framework which quite often reflects the suspicions of a legislature that on the one hand wants biotechnology to be successful, on the other hand wants it successful on their terms, which may actually preclude success. I mean, so, anyway, this will be edited. But anyway, a phrase that Kurt has reminded me of recently, and one that I really like, is bio-optimism. That somehow our graduates, and this is Alta is the originator, as far as I know of this, you know, really understanding that the impact of biotechnology is by and large positive, the potential is great, and that we are very serious when we think about issues that can be solved by biotechnology and taking into account things such as policy. Is policy appropriate? If policy is what it is today, we adhere to it, but if it actually prevents us from doing something, then maybe a modification in the future is going to put us in a different chair. Also, ethics. I mean, ethics is going to be—it's going to be part of this this sector forever, and it should be. And we should discuss it seriously. It's discussed seriously in the Master's in Biotechnology program. So, I am hoping, and actually, I anticipate we have 300 graduates to this point, another 300 graduates. That's 600 ambassadors. Who I think can be extremely influential in turning the needle or moving the needle on that particular issue. I hope that at some point we begin to have some influence politically, because obviously politics are part of this whole equation, and that I have this hope that one or more of our graduates becomes active in the political sphere as we move forward. So one other thing I would say, this program in 15 years to me is not going to be a single track program. It's going to be a multi-track program. And the program right now I think serves a number of people very well, because the curriculum is labile. And the faculty are facile with that concept, and it's really a very, very important one. But we are carving a definite track, and so the issue of big data has come up, and how do you merge data with other aspects of this sector to be most effective? And so we talk now about the very real need to build a big data component to the program, to actually have a track that focuses on it. It's quite consistent with plans in the School of Medicine to build a big, I was going to say a big, big data initiative that will carry not only educational programs, but clinical and research programs forward in the future. So, you know, those are two things that I think about. I am also, and you know, this is, I guess, a vision or well, it's a vision. That, in fact, the spirit that people like this around the table bring to the entrepreneurial aspects of biotechnology is absolutely untapped in our graduate student populations, our postdoc populations. I mean, your comments are just right on the money. Part of my portfolio actually is research training. And so we have founded an Office of Postdoctoral Training in which professional development is valued to a greater degree, at least by us, than is content expertise. Now, they have a mentor who is the countervailing force to that, which is fine. That's the way it should be. So we are pushing ahead, really, in a big way in that regard. And then one last thing I will say is that while it is difficult presently, I think, for people within the university, Abdel brought this to light, it's difficult for people outside the university to access the resources of the university, which, I mean, we're an economic engine. We say that. And to be an economic engine, you got to be part of the economy. And so, you know, I believe this actually very, very strongly. And what we have done over the past 3 years, Kurt's been involved in this as chief financial officer, is to start a not-for-profit company, Wisconsin Innovation Initiative. We've started four-profit companies. We're a 501c3 friend of the a School of Medicine company, corporation. And we have worked with WEDC, we've worked with a private investor, we've worked with another private company as partners to actually develop technologies, which in one case is brought to us by the company, but in other cases has arisen from discoveries within the university. And Wharf has passed on the opportunity to develop the IP. So there are all kinds of ways to stay active and to be entrepreneurial, even if you're not quite in the trenches.
Well, Rick, you should be really proud of what you started. And we in this room are certainly all thankful for what you started. And I think the state should be thankful because it is a tremendous asset to the economy of Wisconsin. The number of 300 graduates, almost 350 graduates, who 75% who've stayed here and made a difference. Yes. And that, it's tremendous. So thank you.
Thank you.
Now I.